We are on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, towards the end of the first Perek. Zakt Gemara, Oma Rab Yochanan Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yochai, Maidersiv Ashreichem Zoyrei Al Kol Mayim Mishalchei Regel Hashir Bachamer. What is the Pasuk telling us? Kol ha'oisek b'toire u'b'gmilus chasodim zoiche l'nachlas shnei shvotim. If a person is oisek in toire and gmilus chasodim, so he zoiche to a nachle that two shvotim possessed. Shenema ashreichem zoire. Ve'ein zriya ele tzedoke. Zriya is going on tzedoke. Tzedoke is a zriya, just like by zriya. One plants seeds. He doesn't, b'shas maise, he does not see the end result. B'shas the zriya, the zroim become nichle, they become rotten, they become destroyed. It's the same way when a person gives tzedakah, his money is given away, it's eaten up by others, it's a zriya. But just like every zriya, the profits that come through the zriya are very great, so the zriya of tzedakah is also the same. Shenemar ziru lochem l'tzedakah kitzru lefi chesed. That one should make a zriya of tzedakah, they should be mischased with this tzedakah also, he should do it in an oifen, to be mahana the oni, he should bring it to the oni, he should have a dover mucham. So we have here a combination of tzedakah and chesed. Ve'ein mayim ela teire. And mayim is maramez an teirish nema hoi kol tzomei l'chula mayim. So the pasuk is saying, Ashreichem zoirei, those who are zoirei, the mekayim, the oisik begmilus chasodim, and al kol mayim, mayim is going on teire, they'll be zoiche, Mishalchei regel asher v'chamer, so there's zeiche to the gewaldike meiles that Yosef HaTzadik had and Yisocher had. Nachlas shnei shvotem. The nachle that these two shvotem had. Zeiche l'kilo ki Yosef. The zeiche to a kilo. Now, kilo poshet means a mito, kilas chasanim, deriv ben poiras Yosef. We'll see there's a shvera Rashi, but let's not go into Rashi, let's just say over the Marsha, that poiras is a loshen on piryain, puriyo, a mito, and Yosef, a tzaddik, was zeiche, that his shevet, there was a ribui, Anoshim came out of his shevet. Ben Poires, that means he was a very fruitful shevet. Bona is tzoda leishu. So he zeiche to the nachle that Yosef had. And this was in the nachlas Hashem bonim, socha priyaboten, that Yosef, a tzaddik, was zeiche to a multitude of a ribui in his shevet, and that the Marsha says mide keneged mide, because he was oisik in tzedakah and gemilas chasodim, he was mefarnes the shvotim, he was metapel with the shvotim when they came to Eretz Mitzrayim, so memele, so if he saw that they should have their tzrochim, So he's zeicher with this nachla of ribui, of ribe bonim, nachlas Hashem bonim. So he was zeicher to, that's a Yosef, that's the sibbe that Yosef was zeicher to this. And v'zeicher lenachlas Yisachar. And he's also zeicher lenachlas Yisachar, v'chsiv Yisachar chamoir gore. Yisachar was zeicher to gvaldike ashiris, atir nichsin, the Targum says. He was zeicher to ashiris. Yisachar was mekabel on himself, oil toira. So Mameli did not have the oil derech eretz. He was zeicher to Ashiris. So if a person is mekabel on himself these two in Yonim, which Yosef and Yisachar were oisketzeichend, that's the Shoyer and the Chamoyer, b'cher sherei hodoloi, this is Chamoyer Gorem, so he's zeicher to their nachlas. Is the Omri Oivov Neuflim Lefonov Ki Yosef Tersiv Behem Amim Yenagach Yachtov Afse Oretz. The Oivov Neuflim Lefonov with one Melchome, there's no need to have a dragged out Melchome. The Neuflim right away. Bezeiche Lebine Ki Yisachar Tersiv ubnei Yisachar yoide bina leitim ladas mayase Yisrael. Zot Rashi zoyrei einitz doke vechesed ken meforish lakamei lenachla shnei shvotim doch imashme ragleichem yishulachu the ashrei Zoyre al komai, yashreichem zoyre komai, mishalchei regel, that their feet are stretched out, are going to take over these two nachlas, benachlas asher v'achamoyer, yaisi v'yisocho. Bono yisoda ala yishur, hainu kilo. So this Rashi is there, Shver, the Yisraim doesn't know how kilo comes into this pasuk over here. Ben Poires Memela, but Bonne Soda Leishur, he doesn't know how Pshat Rashi. Chamoyer Goren, Metargeminin, Atir Benichsin. Yosef Ikrishoyer, Becher Shoyrei Hodoloi. Hadron Aloch Arbo Obitz. Zokte Mishne, Keitzet Horegel Medes, L'shaber b'derech hilucho. So let's see what Rashi says. Keitzet horegel medes kloima. Bameh horegel medes. There's a gimbal of his nemru b'sher. Keren shein b'regel. Bameh horegel medes. In what hezik that comes through the regel is the regel amuit. L'shaber b'derech hilucha kloima b'kach imuades shemishaberes derech hilucha. That the regel is mishaber kelim while it's walking. So, and that, in that hezik that comes through the regel, derech hilucha, and that the regel is amuit, and it pays nezik shalom. Habehema mu'edes lahalech kidarko u'shaber. Habehema mu'edes, let us see Rashi, kapor b'gmore, haynu regel, haynu beheme, otonilei l'shaber derech ilucha. So what is the Mishnah repeating? Habehema mu'edes lahalech kidarko u'shaber. Oysa miva'etes, what is if this regel, we said by meher regel moedes, it's muet, the shabbat b'derech hilucha. What if this regel was mazik not through derech hilucha? It was mazik fil biut. It kicked something. Or it was derech hilucha, but it wasn't a direct hezek through the regel. It came about through the koyach of the regel, that tzroires, stones, pebbles were being kicked through the hiluch of the behemoth, to the hiluch of the regel, and these tzroires were mazik. Vishibroes hakelim is, in these two cases, if the regel was mazik through biut, or the regel was not mazik directly al yedei regel, not only through the koyach of the regel, so in these two cases, it's not muedes, it's mishalem chatzines. Dosa al hakeli, vishivrosoi, a behemoth was walking on a keli, and it broke the keli. Vinafal al kli vishivroi. Now the shvarim of the first keli fell on the second keli. Vishivroi, and the shivrei kli arishain broke the second keli. Is al harishin mishalim nezik sholem. On the first keli that was genizikt through drisa, derech hilucha, you pay nezik sholem. Bala achain, and on the second keli, which was nishbar through the shivrei klei harishin, which was really koichai of the regu, mishalem chatzi nezik. Let us see what Rashi says. Hoyse mevaetes shinui huze. This is a shinui. This is not derech hiluchi, but tolda dekerem. He hilkach chatzinezek vesuloi. So he only pay chatzinezek. Hoyse hoyu tzroires menatzin. Afal gav the lav shinihu. This is not a shinui. This is not like biut. Elo ucheu. This is derech iluchoi. When a behema walks, it's derech iluchoi that it should be mazik aidei tzreiris. Afilohochi chatzi nezik besuloi. And why is this? The hilchas agmirilo. Zaloch lamoisha misinai. That the koyach of regel pays chatzi nezik. Ubishus hanizik koma, and this is only bishus hanizik, the bishus haraben potter, ki de okim no bereish perikame de tzreireis teudo de regel, le peitre bishus haraben. Vinofol al kli acher, God, I have here in the Frankel Gemore ago, v'nofal shivrei oisoi kli noflu al kliacha. The shvorim of the first kli fell on the second kli. Rishain niske regel hain umishalem es kulo. So that, therefore you'll pay in the first kli nezik sholem. The second kli got broken through the koyach of the shvir of the first kli. Hilkachatzi nezik. Hatarnegoilim umuodim lalech kedalkon ulishabel. Hatarnegoilim umuodim lahalech kedalkon. To be mahalach kedarkon, ulishaber, hayod lil kosher beraglov. If there was a dlil kosher beraglov, hayishoye mahadeis mishaberes akelim, mishalem chatzinezek, so you pay chatzinezek. Zot Rashi, Dlil kosha beragloi, kol dovo hanikshar beregola tarnagel kori dlil, veiz de garsi dli, it was a type of a bucket, mahadeis merake, there was jumping, Mishalem chatzi nezik, the dlil ainu tzreires kel meforish bigmore da adye aduye. That it threw the scaly and the impact of the that would have threw it, that was mazik the second keli. Vehidus nami, kegoin shehitis, it. Atzreiris shibra sekelim was matis treiris, and the treiris broke the keli. Zoktaisvis keitzat oregel maedis amasnisen de perikamekoi. This is a continuation of the Mishnah in the first perik. We hear it in the first perik and daf. Tezvova mitbeis. Hashem mo'edes lecha lasaroilo, chamisha tamim v'chamisha mo'odim. Then we had Hashem mo'edes lecha lasaroilo, horego medes lishba b'derech ilucho, v'sher amu'ed, v'sher amazik, v'shus hanizik, v'ho'odom. So we hear for 5 mo'odim. And this is going, the second parak is going to explain that what we learned in the first parak. Vitame. Parakteisis, it's amadna maisa. I adeposach, chamisha moedim, we started hashein moedis. Lisne keitzad hashein bereish. And that is really the Mishnah on the Few Testament base, keitzad hashein. So if he wants to, the Mishnah Daftes Vov Omed Beis enumerated 5 Muadim, started off with Shein, Regel, then Amuad, etc. So Taisus asks, so if he's going to explain the first case of the Mishnah, of Muadim, so start by Shein. V'yadisolik, and if we said 5 Muadim, so he's going, after the 5th already, now let's start explaining, so he's going backwards. Hotanine, v'sher hamazik, v'shus hanizik, v'odam b'soif. Like here, he's speaking on one of the middle Muadim, and he starts explaining that. What kind of seder is this? No, he's going on the beginning of the 5 Muadim. V'shein v'regel kichad chshivi. So don't ask the kashya, so the first Muad is Shein, the second Muad is Regel. No. Shein v'regel are considered like a unit. It's one unit of Hezek. Now, why are they one? Mishum deshoven bilcheseya. They have the same halachas. Umichat kronavki, and we learn them both out from the same posik. So, theoretically, Shein v'regel is like one unit of Hezek. Umishum, so memele, mishum de tonne regel bosor shein. Since it says regel after start off with chain over there and then it says regel, noka toche regel bereish the solik mine. That means, so the first mazikim we were speaking about was shein the regel. So he starts elaborating ketze the regel meedes because he just finished speaking about regel. So he starts explaining Gregor. Habehema mu'edes. Is de goras vabehema bebov. This is a second case. Vahochi perusha. Ketzad hador deregel. How does regel become a muet? And this is the way Rashi says, Bameh horegel muedes. L'shaber derech elucho. Perish derech elucho hi adoso. That's, so we're asking a shayla, how does regel become a muet? In what oifen, bameh horegel muedes? By breaking derech elucho. V'chein b'seife gabi shein. And then we have a new bove, v'habeima muedes. Lalech kedarka l'shab. And the Gemara is going to ask what this v'habeima is coming to be mab. So we have here two alochas. Aloch about regel, how, in what oifen is regel amuet, and what oifen is the next Mishnah shein amuet. Avol kosher l'ri ma'chidesh kan shleishona beperikama. So if this is pshat, so the ri asks the kasher, so this is mamish repetitious that we said already. Hashem medes lechol saroi lo aregel medes lishba bedachiluchah. This we know already. You want to say something else? Fine. So start, but don't repeat the first half of the Mishnah. Is mamish repeating something that we had learned already? Is therefore, but Rashi did seem to learn like this, and it seems Tachs Medarashba says, we're going back into the swing, so we start from the Mishnah said, Ketzidesh, Regel Ma'edes, L'Shabed HaChiluch, let's go back, and then we'll elaborate a little more, but we're going back to the beginning of the Aloha. But Kabbalim Taisus didn't like this. Taisus said, this is mamish. This, we said this already. So therefore, v'nira li d'loi garsinim bevo, v'ochi perushe. Kei tzedaregel medes l'shabadar chalulucha sh'oma b'perikam. That what we said in the first perik, that regels medes l'shabadar chalulucha. How is this? What is the case? Habei medes l'aluch kedarka l'shabad. That's the case. That is the case. Habei medes. So b'emison, that is, so we start explaining by habehema. That means we had said that the kaitz of the regemedes l'shabederech ilucha, not the kaitz of regemedes l'shabederech ilucha. We have a kashin a teres there the way Rashi says. No, that what we said the regemedes l'shabederech ilucha. How is this? And what oifen habehema medes l'al kedarka l'shab. So there's really no two cases. We're just explaining what we had said then. This, the cases are Behem and Murders. Umikomokim daik bigmore shaper hainu regal hainu behem. The gmore is sakashe. This is regal, this is behem. The regal medis va behem and medis are kerlechot. So don't say once regal and once behem. So, that's from the gmore is kashe. It's all one case finished with. So what did you accomplish with your elaboration? Oysa mevaetes, agav de shovele tzroires, noket lohoch. Now, dachsach mir, this taisvis is lishitosai. That means like this. According to Rashi, and let us just give a preview so we'll understand the mission a little better. The Gemara is going to say, and according to Rashi, the pshat in the mission is as follows: Keitzad horegel moedes. We mentioned before the sholish ovois nemru b'sher hakeren b'shein b'regel. The pasuk spoke about three ovois, and one of is regel. How keitzet horegel me'edes l'shaber b'derech ilucha. This regel, this aver, this foot is mazik. It's mishaber while walking, the foot that's walking in the process of walking, it's Meshaber Derech Hiluch. Ha-Beheim HaMedes Lalech Kedarka L'Shaber is speaking about it wasn't Mazik Beraglov. Was Mazik Begufoy B'Shlif Shaleh B'Prumbi Yeshem B'Piyah. That's the Toldos of Regel. So the Abahema Muedes, Lalech Kedarko, Ulishaber. While the Behema is walking, so the Kliya Behema, the Oikef, the Shlif, the Masui, while the Behema is walking, so the Masui on it is breaking it, is being breaking Kalim. That's the Toldos of Regel. So Lamaise, the Ov is the Aver of Regel. That's the Ov Shalish Ov is Namru Bishur. And then we say, even though it wasn't Mazik with this Aver, it was a Mad, but it's also Chayiv. It was Mazik, not even the Gufasher was Mazik, the Pumbia was Mazik, the Shlif was Mazik, the Oikev was Mazik. That's a Tolda of the Mazik of Regel. So according to Rashi, So the Mishnah is telling us first the Ov of Regel is Ketzer HaRegel Muedes. How is the Regel Amuad L'Shaber Derech Hiluch? So then we're talking Hoisa Mevaetes. Now going back to this Regel, the Regel, this Aver, the Regel is Amuad to be Mazik while it's walking. If this Regel will kick something, either l'shem shinui, l'shem kavona sezik, mevaetes, or it kicked tzroires, which is ulche, but is koichoi, so then you pay chatzi nezik. So we are elaborating on this regel, how this regel was mazik. It's a mu'et to be mazik derech iluchoi. It pays chatzi nezik if it was mazik. This regel was mazik through biyot or through koichoi. That's so the Mishnah is beautiful. And then Abahim is coming to tell something else. The Behem is coming to tell us that not only if the regel was mazik, the shlif was mazik, the oikef was mazik. And Agavucha, the Teiris Chaim, says a beautiful vote, if you learn the Mishnah Elach. The first Bava says, Ketzer the Regel Me'edes L'Shaber B'Derech Hilucha. So it says first L'Shaber, then B'Derech Hilucha. Habehema Mo'edes L'Halech Kedarko U'L'Shaber. So it's very interesting. By the second case, we put L'Shaber at the end of the sentence. By the first sentence, we put L'Shaber on the beginning. Ketzer the Regel Me'edes L'Shaber B'Derech Hilucha. So he says it's Moira Diktake, because the first Bove is speaking about this Eva. We're talking about the Regel. Sholish Ovis Namur B'Shoyer Shein V'Regel. So talking about the Regel. The Regel that the Posek is speaking about. So this regel is mu'ud l'shaber to break. The regel breaks b'derech hiluche. It breaks only if it was derech hiluche. Hoise meva'etes, then you don't pay nezik sholem. Or tzreiris nitzin tachas regler, you don't pay nezik sholem. So we're talking about this regel, it's l'shaber derech hiluche. Now we're talking about, when we speak about the Teudas, you know what was Mishaber, not the Regel, the Oikif was Mishaber. So that HaBehema Me'edes Lalech Kedarko, the Behema is walking, U'Lishaber, and something, the Behema is walking, and through the walking of the Behema, the Oikif is Mishaber, that's U'Lishaber. So Memelis, so that's why here we're speaking about the Tilda of Regel. So we said, how does the Tilda come about? The Behemah is walking, and with this walking, Bishas the walking, it is Mishaba. Taisvis Lishitosai. Taisus learns we're not speaking b'chlal about regel. bet what we said. Look, that's called a behema medis lalach kedalkal shabbat. That's what we're speaking about. The hiluch of a behema. It said the word behema, so we learn how to tell this. So then, if we're not talking about bechlal, about the eivor of regel, so then, Hoysim of Aetes is like a little bit out of place over here. So it doesn't belong here at all. So Taisa says, Agav de Shovel Tzchayres Noket Lohoche. He really wants to tell us the Hezek of Tzchayres. And so since he's telling us the Hezek of Tzchayres, which pays Chatzi Nezek, so he mentions Biyut also. Dosa ala keli, oimeri de itzrich lashmina. Now, Taisus has a problem over here. Dosa ala keli vishivrosai. It broke, it stepped on a keli and it broke it. Vinofal al kli vishivroi, ala rishain mishalem nezek sholem. Now, that's poshut. That's regal. What is it? Ala rishim mishalem nezek sholem. Aymeri, the itzrich lashmina. He's telling us a chiddush. Ala rishim mishalem nezek sholem. The salke daita chamine de mishunel. Given the dose kol kach bechoizik. Sheniteis hasheva al kli acher v'shibre. If you look at the end result, if you see that hasheva from this keli had such an impact that it broke another keli, this wasn't stamazai. He was shuffling his feet, and it was there. It broke. There was such a drisa is mishunedik normally doesn't work like that. That means when it stepped down on this keli, it had the lahazik niskavna. Or the Teisa Rabbeinu Peret says, but it's a mishune. It's a mishune dike hiluch to have such a forceful gait, such a forceful walk, that things are flying with such an impact and such a speed that it can break another keli. And that's the chiddush, it's also to be expected. This is also hezekei motzi. Zok the Gemara, Omar le Ravina le Rove. Now Ravina asked Rove, Hainu Regel, Hainu Behema. What are the two cases over here? A Regel Medes, a Behema. Omar le, Tone Ovais, Uktoni Teudais. A Regel is speaking about the Ov, that this Aver, whatever it's, that what it's Mazik, that's the Ov of Regel. And that behemah is speaking about the behemah was mazik shloy al yidei kufoy shlif shaler prumbi yeshebepiyo. That's a tilde of the mazik of regel. Zogt Rashi, heine regel, heine behemah. My regel or my behemah, the toni tarti b'masnisen. Hochodi, you're just repeating yourself. Va my hodor toni a behemah muedis. So the Gemara says, Tana Ovis Regel Mamish Shedoso Biragleo. That's the Ov, Sholish Ovis Nemru Bisher. V'seif Oktoni Tildois, Abahimo Medes, Lalech Kedarko, Uli Shaber, while the Bahim is walking, Begufo Ubi, Sairo Ubi, Shlif Sholer Derchilhu, while it's going, so other chalokim of the behema being mazik, not the regu, or filu farin chalokim shliv sholel, derech hiluche the teuda is the regel hein. This is a teuda of regel. The zeiko motzi ve'en kavonoson lahazik. That is the criteria of the mazik from regel. Zeiko motzi ve'en kavonoson lahazik. Fine. So Memele, so now I understand, so the Mishnah started off with the Mazik of Regel, and then it tells us there's Toldos of Regel. Ela Meyata, like the Gemara, so now I understand the Kefal Haloshin. Sefer Diktoni, the next Mishnah says, Hashem Moedes, now the Loshin of the next Mishnah is as follows. Ketzad Hashem Meedes, Lechel Asaroilo. Habeheim Meedes, Lechel Peiris V'Yerokes. Now over here, you can't say Yoshtik Torah. You can't say Yoshtik Torah that the what is Angus Ovis and Todes, because both of them are Ovis. Lechel Asaroilo, Peiris V'Yerokes, everything is, these are Ovis. Hashem Meedes, Habeheim Meedes, Lechel. Achil is the Masik of Shein, which is the Av of Shein. So he asked him, according to the way you're saying Pshat, Hashem Mu'edes, Habeheim Mu'edes, my Oves, my Todes Ike. Have a Kamahad Olei, Bibdichuso. So he answered him back, jokingly, Bo'amalei, and he told him, Ano Shano Yichode, Va'at Shon Yichode. Fine. I answered you, Pshat, in this Mishnah. You could answer your Kasha. You asked me a Kasha, I explained to you. Now let's see what you can say in the next Mishnah. V'taymo mai. So the Moses, what's that, Pshat? Omar Avashi, Tone Shein Dechaye, Uktoni Shein Debeimet. The Kefal Aloshin in the next Mishnah is Hashem Mu'edes, Habehema Mu'edes, is Shein means Hashem Dechaya, and Behema means Habehema. So that's, yeah. Sal Kedai Tachamina. Why does the Mishnah have to elaborate? Sal Kedai Tachamina Vishilech es Be'irayksiv. Behema in Chayeloi. It says Vishilach as Biroi is Kamash Melon the Chaya Bechlal Behema. So Memele, so that's the Chiddush of the next Mishnah, even though the Pasuk says Behema, that Chaya is Bechlal Behema. Frek the Gemara Ihochi, Homi Boile Le Misna Bereshe. So the Mishnah, the Pasuk is speaking about a Behema. And he's telling us, Chaya Bechlal Behemet. So it should have started off, HaBehemet Mu'edes, then Hashem Mu'edes, and Shein means Shein the Chaya. First, say what it says in the Pasuk, Be'iroi, and then, Bimar Bechaya. So the Gemara says, Haida Osilei Midroshe Chavivalei. No, Pungfakel. Since Behemet says Beferish, he wants to say Achidish, that Chaya is also Chayiv. Frank the Gemara, oh, Sahina, so you're telling me that what is not Mefurish, that what you have to figure out, that is Choviv by the Tane, and he's Magdim. Yoche Reish Enami, Lisni Ahide Loiksiva Bereish, so Fakel. So why in the our Mishnah he started off with Regel v'shteit beferish shalosh ovos nemru b'sher a Regel shalche Regel asher b'chamer b'shilach, and then he says Toldos, which doesn't say beferish. According to your logic, he should first say the chiddush. The chiddush, by let him first say Toldos abei mamoedes, and then let him come say the Av Regel. So the Gemara says, Hochi Ashta, this is not Kasha. Hosam Idi V'Idi Ovis Nino. Over there, both are Ovis. Chai is an Ov, Behem is an Ov. Is Memela Hacht Osle Midroshe Chavivalei. So we're speaking about two cases, both are Ovis. So then he's Magdim, that which he had to figure out, which doesn't say Beferish. At least to start off with an ov, to leave over an ov and start off with a tilde. You don't say a Mishnah like that. Iboy yisayme, or that's one teretz. Iboy yisayme, aydi de solik mi regel, posach beregel. That means he started off with regel, which is the yov. So memele, so he continued for what it says in that Mishnah ketzer the regel moedes. Let us see Rashi. Tona ovis yam, that we said. My ovis and my tildes ike. Well, lekala meima da haida tona baimu moedis lechel peres virokis avolu tilde. Dainu shein mamish, that's not a tilde of shein. For behemi eats peres virokis, that's not a tilde. That's shein mamish, but tilde de shein ainu nischachacho bekoisel lahanos. That's a tilde. The Mishnah doesn't mention this at all. Have a kamahadale rove la ravina bibdechusa bishoik. Wamale anosh anoi chode reishe ba'achoni seife. Vitaima maya seife koi beiroi ainu targum shel beheime. Kamash mumas nisin da shein de chaye nami mechaye. That's why it's thought of shein min shein de chaye. The chaye bechlal behema, the chsi b'zaisa behema asher techelu, b'forish basre ayel tzvi v'yachmu, so we see that chaye is bechlal behema. Yoche hoshein behema miboyle lemisne bereshe, v'hod hoshein chaye. If the posik is speaking about behema, so she started off the Mishnah with behema, and then mentioned chaye. So then, so the Gemara says, it's Chaviv Olay. So the Gemara says, Reisha Nami Lisne Beheime David Tilde Bereisha Deloik Sibi. The Gemara says, now over there in the second Mishnah, Dividi Shein, the Chaya Vishen, the Beheime, both of them are obvious. Och Gabi Rego, Shovik, Ov, Vitoni, Tilde Bitmir. And then the second Eretz was the Solik Mirego, Beperikam, Etonia Regel Moedes, Veloitinana Beheime, Samemela, so we started with Regel. So first he said the Ov, and then he said the Tilda Habeheime. Salke Daitoch Amino, Vishilach Es Beiroiksiv. So the Gemara says, that the reason of the kefil of the second Mishnah is because the pasuk says behema, so I would think that chaye is not bechlal behema. Vrektoisves afal gav de kvar ashminom bereshe dafilu tarnegoilem buadem. Vrektoisves amir de kikashe. That means you're telling me the next Mishnah is coming to tell us, don't learn Be'iroi Kipshutai. That means Dafke Beheime. No, Chaye Bechlal Beheime. In fact, I got news for you. I figured this out in the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah says, Tana Goylem is Chaye. Afilo Noif is Chaye. So I know you don't need Dafke Beheime. Mikol Mokim, Bethes Viskashe, Nechele Lashminin, Gabi Shein. Good. He told me by regel that Chaye, he told me by regel Tarnegoilis is Bechlal. Now he wants to come and tell me by Shein that also, even though I know it by regel, he's telling me by Shein. And Dachsmir, others say Asvore, we'll come back to this soon, but others say Asvore, Vishilach as Be'ira Yubir. So by Ubir, which is Shein, it says Be'ira Yubir. So could be there's more of a miut by Shein than by Regel. Vishilach es is, could be his marbe, but Be'ira Yubir. So there would seem that the whole din of Shein is only by Behemoth. So Memele got it good. He told us that by regal, a town of Goylem are also chayim. But he wanted us by Shane also, that you don't need Dafka Behime, and don't make such a drash, bira yubir. So Memele, so he's repeating himself. Vikoshe k'tas, amayle toninam itil de b'shein k'may b'regu. Oh. So Taisus asks, no, it's a bizarre, so if he could, Tana can repeat himself, that means really, from Tana Goylem, I see klo that you don't need b'iroi. Maybe I should have not have mentioned this word that the Shita mentions, because then the kosh is not to gefelach. He says, only by shame there was a havamina, even though I know by regel that other nivroim you also chayev, but maybe shame is different. So then this kosh is not so shver. For kosh shiktas amayla tonanami tilde the shame kemay beregel. I mean, so this is asking, so, I mean, the way I'm saying now, so, luchetz is the kulteretz. But this is by this, he wants to tell us by each of, even though that it says biroi, so I didn't, chayos, he told me by regals, told me by shame. So, vector this, I told you told this by regal. Why didn't he tell you told this by shame? Kemash melon, the chaye bechlal behim. So the Gemara says, "Kmash from the Chay Bechlal Beim." Loi mahi droshe de behema mekashe komaroche de Chay Bechlal Beim. So Taisva says, not the way Rashi said. Rashi brought a Gemara in Chulin, Zaisa behema shetaychelu ayil tzvi v'yachmo. So we see the pasuk start off by saying behema, and then the Torah starts enumerating chayes. So they said, no, that's not pshat. Loi mehi drosh et behema mekashe kama hocha de chaye b'chlal behema, de hocha feloiv nami ave b'chlal behema. The way Rashi says, this is only a gilui that chaye b'chlal behema. And Taisa says, we have to prove that oif is also chayev. Kedektoni ana tanda goylem moadim. Ele yalfinim behemtecho mishabes, kedemrinim besoyper kapore, it's a xere shove, that we learn now, there it says behime by meleche shabes. Behemtecho lisasa komoloche, behemtecho, and there it's koilul o nevroim. Would you say behem over here? The beira behema kolechod, the metageminon behema beiroi. So Taisvis says that the drash, the chaye b'chal behema, is not this pasuk that Rashi brought, because that can only tell us a chaye. We have to figure out that on the geulos also. So kochoch, it's a different drash. Taina temaray meisode, but the loshna of the Gemara v'aisois like Rashi, not like Taisus. Chaya bechlal behema. This gzereshove is pshata learning gzereshove behema behema. It says behema, just like by Shabbos, everything is nichlal. Not chaya bechlal behema. Everything, so adin. Here also, chaya b'chlal behema would be mashma like Rashi's drash. This posik, it says zayis behema, then it says chaya. Isay b'zayis is doch shver, so tais is a merdeke kashis. How do you know tanegoylem chaya b'chlal behema? Zuk t'marei mesode, and the Shita mentions this, and the Beis Halevi, chayle gimel simim emtes, wants to mention this, that Rashi had a different mahalach. In our Mishneh, Bemisin, it's a mojadike mahalach. In our Mishneh, the first Mishneh of Ketzel the Regel is speaking about Ketzel HaRegel Me'edes, L'Shabu Dar Chilucha. That's the mazik of Regel. That's the of. Then we say, Abahimo Me'edes, you don't need that the regal should be mazik. The shlif is mazik. The pumbia is mazik. You don't need the regal. Now, So let us understand what we just said. It said, "Vishilach es biroi." The Gemara said, "Ein vishilach ela regel mishalche regel asher bachamay." So that means the pasuk is speaking about that the regel was masik. That's a daish vishilach. But the Mishnah is telling us that's true. The pasuk is telling us that. Aber behema meedes, even though this is not what the pasuk is speaking about. But al tzedin toldos, so shlif so chayv. It's a tolda of regel. Now, just like when the pasuk was speaking about the regel, I understood shlif, even though the pasuk isn't speaking about it. In the same vein, when the pasuk is speaking about beiroi, I can understand talmigel. Just like I understand the pasuk, God is speaking. Mashakosuk b'kros koriyahof 100%. The pasuk is speaking about a particular case. It's speaking about that the regel was mazik 100%. But I can derive from this pasuk, not that the pasuk is speaking about it. I can derive from this pasuk if the shlif will be mazik. You also chayv. Now I figured out. With misvare, that's not the pasuk. That's a tilde. That's the eloi medava mitaych dava. So just like the pasuk is speaking about regel, I can figure out shleif. So just like the pasuk is speaking about bir, I can speak about tanagolim. Tanagolim is also a tilde. It's a difference. It's mine. Shmiras and alecha. Same thing. So the first mission in Ketzer the Regel is telling me the of and Tildes. That's what the first mission is. Starts off with Shliv, and it speaks about Talmud Gelam also. The second mission doesn't speak about Tildes. Now he says problems, which says before, in the first mission says Talmud Gelam. The second mission says Chaya. We say by each Mazik, not only Behemah, who had in Talmud Gelam, who had in those. Why didn't say Tildes over there? It's Askosha. They said a problem. So they said, Vakert, Yen, the mission is not speaking about Tildes. Vakert, this mission spoke about Tildes. Yeah, and the Mishnah is speaking about Ovis. So the Mishnah is saying, Habeheime Moedis Lechales Aroilo. That's the Ov, that's Habeheime. Biroi is Habeheime. Then it says, Hashem Moedis is Shein Dechaye. Now how do we speak about Ovis over there? Not told us, Achaye is a Ov. Achaye is a Ov. So memele, so chaya b'chal behemah. So that's what Rashi means the Gemara chula. Whenever it says behemah, it says aisa behemah, and then it says ashatayich lov ayot tzvi v'yachmos. So you see chaya b'chal behemah. So even though beiroi means behemah, but chaya b'chal behemah. So that Mishnah is telling us that achaya is an of. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. And that Mishnah is only speaking about Ovis. Our Mishnah is speaking about the Ov and Tilda. Each Mishnah is speaking about its unique Indian. This is speaking about Ovis and Tildes, and the next Mishnah is speaking about Ovis. And I will not go into it. But between you and me, and what's the chilek if it's a nav or a tolda? Talmud girl is a tolda, a chaya is an of, moiridik. I have a posik. L'mayn afkeminech, mein, I go over to the chaya, you're an of. This is a tolda, mein, based on Levi says a moiridik and afkeminech, which I will not go into now. But al koponim, it's very, very important to know that achaya is an ov. That the pasuk is speaking about achaya also. That means an ov is mashe kosu bekro. The pasuk is speaking about achaya. It's very important for us to know this. So memele, so that's how they for Rashi. So now Rashi is a different clarity. Zogte Gemorre weiter. Zogte Gemorre, Tana Rabon. Behema Moedes Laloich Kedarka Leshaber. These are the Teudis. Keitzad. Behema Shenichneso Lachotzer Anizik. Behiziko. Begufo Derech Hilucho. Ubesairo Derech Hilucho. Boikiv Sherlel. That means first the Gufa Behema, not the regal, the Gufa Behema. And then Ubesairo Derech Hilucho. And the sar, not the gufa beim, and then ba'oikiv shela, the saddle, ubishlif shela, the masri, ubeprubi yeshebe pia, the bit, ubezuk shebe tzavoro, and the bell, the chamur b'masoi, and the chamur b'masoi, what's the chiddush chamur b'masoi, let us see the next ice with, the chamur b'masoi, afogav the kval, Shone b'shlif she'oleh. Shlif is also a masri. So what's chamor b'masri? Yitzchak l'shminin v'shein masri shel chamor muhudik u'mechubar boi kibishar b'heime. It's not so tightly attached. V'sal kedaitach d'loi havi kigufoi. Here's a chiddush that it's kigufoi. The dvorim amechuborim. These are the toldis, lav davke regel, or the guf, or the dvorma mechuborim legufay. So this is the chiddush that a chamer b'masoi is also, it's considered like regel. It's a tolda of regel. Yeah. Mishalem nezik sholo. Sumche soima, tzroiris, Bechazir shoyanoiver ba'ashpe. Sumche said, if it kicked tzreiris, or you had a chazir, shoyanoiver ba'ashpe. Noiver means he was digging down in the ashpa. Vehizik, and he was mazik, while he dug down in the ashpa, mishalik nezik sholem. Like the Gemara, the second din, hizik pshites. What's the chiddush? Was mazik neiv ba'ashpe, so he's chay. Eleima hitis v'hizik. No, while he was delving into the ashpe to find to eat something, so he wasn't doing it in a very pleasant manner. So the going down and searching for things in the ashpe, he was mazik other things on the way. Hit is vizik. Mishalem nezik sholem. So Sumchis is telling us two cases of tzreiris. Fregte gemore tzreiris man de charshmayu. It's very modern. The Chumim are speaking about the gufa beime. And all of a sudden, Sumche speaks about Tzreiris. And for the Gemara, Chesuri Mechsre Vohochi Toni. There's missing a few words. Tzreiris ki elchayu chatzi nezik. It's missing from the Tanakama Tzreiris. It's chatzi nezik. Tchazir sheyenoiver ba'ashpa vehitis vehizik, mishalem chatzi nezik. Sumche soimel. Tzroyreis v'chazir she'enoi v'ba'ash b'vehitiz v'hizik mishalem nezik sholem. Zogt Rashi. Zogt Rashi oikev shula balaz, that's the saddle, shlif masoi shebamtachas ubemartzufim. These were the kelim that used to put the masois in. Hit is David Tzreiris. Sumches lesle hilches edachatzi nezik Tzreiris. Ele nezik sholem svile. I hold Tzreiris pays nezik sholem. Neiver bechaitma. He's digging with his chaitem. Tzreiris kiochai. Kloim af al gav de ulchayu. That's what the Tanakam is coming to tell us. Tuchayu lahat is Tzreiris. Mishalm chatzi nezik. Meforish lekamei duch segmirilo. Bchein chazer anoi veromates tzreiris pachoid mei avinami kitzreiris teregel. Even though this is l'cheire shein, but here's the loch of tzreiris teregel, the chol mashu koichoi veloi gufei kori tzreiris. Zuktoisviz noiver ba'ashpe zuktoisviz yichasemeno chazir miyor the targuminen yinuvrinei. So chasmenes aloshin yinuvrinei. That's leiva bashbetz digging down. V'afal gav de tone tzreiros deregu. So you have to come on to two cases of tzreiros. Ashminen tzreiros de shein de la nosei kovet. That means it doesn't matter what motivated the animal to do the first pula, if the shein motivated him or regel motivated him, but al kaponim, if through the first pula a hezek came out, al yedei the koyach, from the first pula, that's tzoyres. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Tana rabbonu. Tanegoilim shahoyu mafrichen mimokim lamokim. Yet tanegoilim that were flying. Vishibru kelim bechanfeyem. They broke kelim with their wings. Mishalmim nezik sholem. Beruach shebekanfeyem. What if they were mazik beruach shebekanfeyem? The wings did not touch directly the kelim, but they made a ruach, and the ruach was mazik. Mishalmim chatzi nezik. Sumchesoyma nezik sholem. Tanya idoch. Tarnegoilim shoyu mahatzin al gabe isa. They were jumping on an isa. Valgabi peiris vitinfu. And they were metanif. They dirtied. Oinikru. Or they made holes with their beak. Bishamim nezik sholem. Hello ofor eitzroiris. What is on this Isa they were male offerets reis misham chatzinezik sumchesayma nezik shalom tanya idach tarne goil shoyem afriach mimokim lamokim was flying from one place to the other the yotzes ruach mitachas kenofov and the ruach came out v'shibras akeila mishalom chatzinezik stome kerabonam. Zogt Rashi, Kanfeyem, Shenogu bechanfeyem bekli, Ruach shebekanfeyem, Eine Zeures, the Koichiyu, Mahatzim meragdim, V'nikru bechartoim shalahem, Shekoirem bik, that's the bik, they made holes in it. Hello, Ofo, Min ha'oretz le'iso. Zogt Gemara weiter, Omar Ove, Bishloim Sumchis, Kosova Koichoi Kigufoi Domi. Sumchis, I understand very well. He says, Tzreiros Yepei Nezik Sholem, Yolz Koichoi Kigufoi. Hela Rabbonon, I Kigufoi Domi, Kuli Nezik Boi Lishalom. If the old Koichoi Kigufoi, Yepei Nezik Sholem. Bilav Kigufoi, Domi chatzi nezik nami leilishom, so don't pay chatzi nezik. Odom rove loilom ki gufoi domi. Chatzi nezik tzroires hilchese gemirila. Zaloch lamayishim misine ye pay chatzi nezik. Let us see Rashi. Chatzi nezik nami loy. Loy ashkechon chatzi nezik elo b'mishune avo b'midi di urchei loy. Now, I had a shtikel ha'or on this Rashi. L'chayre, we wouldn't learn the Gemara the way Rashi says. L'chayre, we would learn the Gemara. What did the Rabbanu know? If the old Koichi Kigufoi, Shpei Nezik Sholem. Bilav Kigufoi Domi, Chatzi Nezik Nami Leil Sham. So we would say Pshat, if Lav Kigufoi, so you shouldn't pay anything. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is a whole Megillah. Chatzi Nezik Nami Loi, Leashken Chatzi Nezik, Ela B'mishuneh. Chatzinezik is only b'mishuna, avu midi de'ulcheloi. The problem is chatzinezik. The Gemara says one thing and Rashi seems to say another thing. I think Pshat and Rashi is a Borber brings down from Rab Chaim that Rab Chaim had said that the Torah speaks about a sheir that's masik begufoy. The whole responsibility that a person has is on maise sheirei. If a sheir is not mazik begufoy, I don't have a parsha. The parsha is only speaking about I'm responsible for what the gufa sheir is mazik. Koichoy is a new mazik. Koichoy is a new mazik. This is not the mazik of sheir. It's a new mazik. So the Gemara is asking as follows. So this new mazik of koichoy, what dinim does it have? If it has a din of kigufoy, good, there's shoyer, there's regel, there's keren, there's shein, and there's koyach, a fourth mazik. If it has the same aloha of gufoy, this new mazik, so the pain has a sholom. If the Torah was machadish, that is a new mazik of koichoy, but it doesn't have the same alochas of gufoy. So the number of chatzi nezek, this amount is, how did we derive to this number? If in the halacha it wasn't nischachtev the dinim of gufoy, so don't give it the dinim of chatzi nezek. Chatzi nezek was only said by something that's not ulche. He says the Gemara understood that there's a new mazik of koichoy, and the amount that since koichoy is not kegufoy, it doesn't have tashlumim of gufoy, and we figure out the tashlumim of chatzi nezik. So the Gemara asked, and Shuldik, if it doesn't have ilchis gufoy, we shouldn't give it the tashlumim of chatzi nezik, because chatzi nezik was only said by shinui, not by koichoy. So the Gemara says, no, there was the number of chatzi nezek, the amount of chatzi nezek was hilchus gemirilo. Not that we came to this in our own conclusion. We, with the amount that koichoy pays, that's kufis hilchus gemirilo. So that is how we come to the cheshbon of chatzi nezek.